You can't have a two-state solution when there's only one state.
Well, you'd have to recognize, the UN would have to recognize
who? Hamas controls Gaza.
But you're moving off the question. Hamas was created
No. I'm not moving off.
Wait a minute. What do you mean? No.
I'm expanding the question. If you're going to make an accusation that Israel is responsible for genocide,
yes,
which is the execution of civilians,
yes,
okay,
saying you don't know what's happening?
No. Are we genocidal because of the atomic bombs in Japan? Because we are?
Yes. That was an attack on civilians. But I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about what's happening now.
It's all intertwined. How do you protect yourself against a terror group like Hamas that comes in and wipes out 2,000 of your citizens?
Well, you don't
do it by answer that question.
You don't do it by killing babies.
Well, wait, what do you mean killing babies? We killed babies, the United States, in World War II every day.
Not to wipe out a race of babies, as the leadership of the Israeli government has said they want to do. They're animals. Let's bury them alive.
You think that the Israel military and government is sitting around going, we want to kill as many innocent Palestinians as we can.
They don't consider any Palestinians to be innocent, and they've said it. They consider babies to be snakes.
How about a baby? Come on. You see, you're showing a naivete, all right? This is a war. Israel has to defend itself against a terror group, all right? In a war that's urban, you're going to have civilian casualties.
Do you think
that's what happens in every war?
But casualties that are the byproduct of shooting at soldiers or killers are acceptable. Casualties that are civilian and intended are not acceptable morally, legally, or internationally.
I don't believe the Israeli military is launching campaigns to kill ordinary citizens and babies.
They're dropping 2,000-pound bombs on refugee camps that have no military people in them. And you don't think they're trying to kill civilians, Bill?
I don't know that to be a fact. I haven't heard that report anywhere. And believe me, if it happened, you would have heard of it.
Here's a tape. This is number two of the oral argument at the International Criminal Court. So this is brief. It's about a minute long. This is one of the South African lawyers speaking to the court, making an argument about what Israel has done. In the midst of this argument, he runs a tape of Israeli soldiers dancing on the rubble in Gaza and saying, we're going to slaughter them like we did Amalek. You remember Catholic school. You remember what Amalek is, but here you go.
On 7 December 2023, Israeli soldiers proved that they understood the Prime Minister's message to remember what the Amalek has done to you as genocider. They were recorded by journalists dancing and singing. We know our motto, there are no uninvolved, that they obey one commandment to wipe off the seed of Amalek. The Prime Minister's invocation of Amalek is being used by soldiers to justify the killing of civilians, including children. These are the soldiers repeating the inciting words of their prime minister.
I'm coming to occupy Gaza and do Hezbollah. I stick my one mitzvah to wipe off the seed of Amalek. And you know him, I know him as well. I actually met him in the green room outside of your studio in the good old days. Bibi Netanyahu reminded the Israelis of Amalek. That's a reference from the Old Testament where supposedly God said, kill all the Amalek, even babies and sucklings. And that was the reference that Bibi used that the troops are now picking up. Think that this is a lawful war?
If there is evidence that the Israeli government and the military are launching campaigns against civilians to kill civilians, then that evidence needs to be put forth, not by some guy in South Africa who has no blanking idea. Now, the dance you just showed, that's disturbing in this sense. It shows a lack of discipline on the part of the Israeli military.